let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A Penny for Your Thoughts, written by contemporary American poet Penny Johnson, is sure to delight any poetry lover. Penny Johnson's poetry has been published nationwide and worldwide, some of her poetry becoming song lyrics. This poetry collection explores a wide range of themes and seeks to provide inspiration and satisfaction while enhancing the natural splendor of the world. Penny is an international poet. She's a member and advisor to the International Society of Poets. She helped the Society write the largest poem for peace, still in progress, and sent it to the United Nations. She's a semifinalist in the North American Poetry Open and a semifinalist in the International Poetry Open, sponsored by the Library of Poetry International. A National Author Registry member, recipient of many awards and trophies, International Writer of the Year, awarded from Cambridge, England. Penny Johnson, author of A Penny for Your Thoughts, is our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Penny. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
I love this book, The Collection of Poems, A Penny for Your Thoughts, and really looking forward to talking about it on the program today. And let's start with the very basics. What was it that inspired you to put together this collection for A Penny for Your Thoughts?
It is really about my life experiences, about everything in the book is what I experienced, and so I wanted to share it with everybody else because it's about life, it's about death, it's about joy, it's about peace, it's about love, it's about beauty, it's about nature. It's something we can all identify
yes.
together so that we touch base, yes.
How difficult was it to go back and put this collection together? Was this something, maybe notes that you'd been taking at throughout your life? Because you reflect
not
back on
all.
A number
you know,
of things.
My poetry just comes to me. I think in poetry. I just think in poems. I really do. Sometimes I even write new wedding vows for people that have been married 50 years. Sometimes I write poetry for principals for their school graduation. Sometimes I write poetry for businessmen for business meetings. Sometimes I write poetry for people who want to give a birthday present. So I write poetry whenever they ask me. I'm happy to do it.
That's interesting. It just sort of flows. It's a gift. At what age did you realize I am attracted to poetry and I seem to do it pretty well?
I was 10 years old. My school burned down. It was on a Saturday. I opened my back window and watched it burn down. I realized I got a second chance at life. If it had been on a Friday or a Monday, we would have all perished. So I said, you know, I'm going to make something of my life, and I'm going to try to do something worthwhile for humanity. They wrote that poem into the city paper. I was 10 years old, and a friend of mine that's a professor at DePaul University says, I pull that poetry out all the time, and I use it. So, you know, our time is limited in the world, and our time is limited in life. So if you can do something worthwhile to help people to learn something, enjoy
yes.
something, lift them up, teach them something, that was my goal. And through the creative and imagery of poetry, instead of writing a nonfiction story or a fiction story or an article or feature, I decided my venue would be poetry.
Well, mission accomplished. You have helped so many people, you've entertained them, you've enlightened them, you've motivated them through your poetry. The book we're talking about is A Penny for Your Thoughts. It's Penny Johnson's legacy. You'll find information, of course, at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll talk about where the book is available. What is the ultimate goal for this book? What do you hope people take away after they read A Penny for Your Thoughts?
They'll be uplifted. They will have feel that life is worth living. They'll want to help other people be inspired. There'll be more joy. There'll be more what I'm trying to say is we'll be more helpful to one another.
Yes.
And if you look at our news every night, I mean, you look at what's going on in the world, I have another way. Why don't we have something beautiful? And I made this one statement. Poetry is a song poets sing to beautify the whole world. And that's what I believe. I do. So when I write my poetry, everybody that receives the book really love it. They love to give it as gifts. They love to share it. They love to have poetry groups. And everybody that's been together, and I'm very surprised that they will pick something out there that they can really, truly agree with or identify with. And it shows you that human nature is the same everywhere. And so I'm touching lives, and this is my gift to the world. And I'm still writing poetry, and I can still do that, and I'm grateful to be able to do that. But poetry is a gift. It's not something you can learn. You're either a poet or you're not. Then I have my famous poets that I love so much, Walt Whitman, and I love Emily Dickinson. She was good. I love Rita Dove. You'll find her everywhere.
Yes.
So I like to read other people's poems, and they inspire me to write my poetry.
That's interesting how that chain sort of works. You're inspired by somebody else, and then people read your poetry. They may not necessarily be inspired to write poetry, but they're inspired to contemplate and to apply what you're talking about in their lives. Penny Johnson, our guest on the program. The book is A Penny for Your Thoughts. What do you want people to remember most from the book? If there's anything, you know, a major takeaway you want them to remember after reading A Penny for Your Thoughts, what would that be?
I wrote the book to bless the reader and to let them know that I love them as human beings and I want to lift them up.
Well, and you do that. And again, in reading the reviews, you see so many people that have been touched in a positive way by not just this book, but all of the poetry from our guest on the program, Penny Johnson. This book is available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You said something before. Your gift is writing poetry. Why poetry as opposed to just sitting down and writing? And I say that because for so many people, poetry is difficult to do. It's easier to sit down and write a couple of paragraphs, to go back and craft the theme that you want to get across and do it in a minimal number of words, but those words to be effective. Why did you decide to write poetry?
Well, I took a course in fiction writing. It took me 3 years to finish it. I was going to write short stories. Well, then I studied Newspaper Institute of America because I was invited to do that. I did not know it was like writing for the New York Times as a cover reporter for 2 years. So there's my journalism. There is my features and fiction. Then poetry, it seemed to me that poetry was more quicker, easier way to get across what I have to say to you, that if I can write you a poem and change your mind, or lift you up, or help you feel better, or give you a reason to have a happy day, I felt like that would be good. Now, I was interviewed on Florence Henderson's show. It's called Poetry Day in New York. 16 million people coming to New York. And she had me read a poem called Bouquet of Poets. She said, oh, what a lovely poem. I said, thank you so much. And there's another lady there. She said, if I write one poem that can make one person happy, I'm a success. I agree with that.
Penny Johnson, our guest on the program. This collection, this book, is A Penny for Your Thoughts. What was the purpose behind putting this collection together and having this particular collection published? What was the thought process going into putting out this particular book?
I was asked to do it. They asked me to do it, and I had been writing song lyrics and Hilltop Records, Hollywood, California for years, and some of the songs came across the United States were number one songs. So songs, lyrics are poems. And this is to show you how I got my interest in poetry. If you read Psalms in the Bible, they're poems. King David wrote poems. Read the Psalms in the Bible, they're poems. So that inspired me. And then Norman Vincent Peale was my mentor, and he was an editor before he was a pastor. He said, Mrs. Johnson, you're writing to a blessing to the reader. Never quit. So that keeps me going on.
Yeah, what a compliment to have come from someone of that stature. I'm certainly that would be motivation. At times when you're sort of struggling and trying to figure out what to do, I'm sure those words resonate with you, and that keeps you going during those periods.
They do. You know, he's got a bestseller, The Power of Positive Thinking, still number one after 50 years, still going strong. I refer back to it all the time. First time I read it, it was 24, now up in years, I'm still referring back to it because it shows you that he, but you know, the power of positive thinking is he put it in the trash, his wife took it out, and we call it slugging it, giving it a title. She said, we're going to call this the power of positive thinking. It's a bestseller for 50 years.
Yeah, and what an amazing legacy this many years later to be able to have a legacy like that and the number one book in the country. Penny Johnson is with us. We're talking about her book, A Penny for Your Thoughts. How long did it take to put this together to complete the first book?
I would say about 3 months, and my husband helped me because I would say, okay, I need to write a poem, but it's not coming. You'll get it about 2:30 in the morning. And I would get up and write it, and there it was. And so I've got about 52 pages in it. It was a great inspiration to me, stayed right with me. And we had what's called a brother computer at that time. He put all my poetry in there. Then that was obsolete, so then he put it on another computer, so we kept that going. So he was great instrumental, staying right by my side when I wrote the book. And when it got published, it got such good reviews, and people still love it and still want it. So I'm saying, well, it must have been meant to be.
Well, it was, and it's inspired so many people. And because of that, I have to ask you, do you have plans for another book? Are you working on something now?
Right now, I'm not, because I feel like this. Everything in that book was my life experience, and I feel like that everything in that book is about, tells you all about me from birth to my age, and I'm going to tell you my age because you need to know it. I wrote my first poem when I was 10. I am 80 years old this coming July, and I still write poetry.
And you still have that passion for writing poetry, don't you?
I do.
Age has not slowed you down. In fact, has it made you a better writer, more reflective, possibly, than you might have been even 40 years ago?
Yes, you have more wisdom as you age. Yes. And I love this. There's a lady on TV. She's 79 years old. She's still doing ballet and teaching it. 79. Isn't that cool? She said, I'm not going to give up the love of my life. She's doing ballet. It's age is just a number. Believe me, Rick, it's just a number. You can do anything you can make up your mind to do.
Well, and you're proving that every day as you write poetry. And the book we're talking about, The Collection Is a Penny for Your Thoughts. What did you learn in writing the book? What lessons did you take away from writing this?
What I learned was to never give up, to believe in myself through Norman Vincent Peale, to have something to offer the world that could only uplift you and give you a blessing and make you feel better. That's what it's about.
Well, and that's what you do so well in your poems. A few minutes left in the program. Let's talk about the collection and the wide range of themes that you talk about in the book. Give us an example of some of the themes that you touch on, because they're really universal, aren't they? These are themes that we all can relate to.
Correct. Number one is a poem for peace, which was sent to the United Nations, it was 2 football fields long when I wrote that, my part of it. But I can read you one poem, and
yes,
I think it might cheer you up. Can I do that?
Yes. Cheer me up. I watched the news last night, so I need to be cheered up. Like you say, it's time that we get away from that and maybe focus on something more positive. So please share a poem with us.
Okay, just one second.
Sure. Penny Johnson is our guest on the program. The book is A Penny for Your Thoughts, Penny Johnson's Legacy. You'll find it at Amazon, and you'll log on directly if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Penny going to share one of her poems with us from the book, A Penny for Your Thoughts.
Okay, this is my husband, my sons. Willie, you always do what you say you'll do. That's exactly why I love you. Buddy, what did you say? It made my heart swell. You said, anything that's worth doing is worth doing well. Do I have a son? Yes, a wonderful one. Robbie, since first I bounced you on my knee, I knew exactly what you'd be, anything and everything the world allowed. You were born to make me proud. That poem was really well received, and people looked at their children and their family, and it was really, really a winner. And there's another one. It's real quickly. It's called A Mighty Leader. Does a leader step out front and others fall in behind? Or does the leader line up less, pushing others toward their goal line? Are leaders born or are they made? Do they rise up from long, hard work or think and plan while lying in the shade? Can people make it without a leader anyway? Must a leader lead every single day? If you're a leader, you know it. Don't tell others how to live short. For it's a leader's gift to lift others up so that they can drink from life's victory cup.
Boy, and that's so relevant relevant today, isn't it? That's the nice thing about poetry. Well, in fact, let me ask you that. Is that one of the things, the feedback that you get? I can read that poem, have some interpretation, my own interpretation. 3 or 4 other people could all have varying interpretations of reading that. Is that the beauty of poetry? Because it gets us thinking, and for each one of us, we can individualize it.
Correct, and depending on what your needs are.
Yes.
What are your needs? And so I'm answering your needs by my poetry to show you. Well, so we have a president of the United States, Donald Trump. You know, it's your gift to lift others up so that they can drink from a Life's Victory cup. You know, you're the leader of the country. You're the most, what shall I say, powerful man in the world. If you can just help other people be leaders where they are, it's to lead the band, be the football captain, be the head cheerleader, be the neighborhood watch person, be the best father, be the best mother, be the best friend, be the best brother, so on and so forth. It's to show you that be the best you you can be. And so what I try to do is use my wisdom with my age, and then I put my poetry down so that in the form of poetry, you, it gives you a feeling of satisfaction, correct?
Well, it certainly does. And I got about a minute left here, but it's interesting when you publish a poem and publish a book, in this particular case, A Penny for Your Thoughts, what's it like when you get a response from somebody that says, I was going through a tough time, and then I came across your poem, and Penny, you really got me through a difficult time. What does that feel like as the one who created that, to know that you're a lifeline for some people out there?
It's a blessing, because one of the poems is about Alzheimer, and I met two people that had parents that had Alzheimer, and it was a story about, you don't know it, my darling, my dear, I love you still, always did and always did. Two or three people I knew had parents had Alzheimer, and they said, you know, my daddy's devastated, my mother doesn't know us, I'm devastated. I said, but you know what? You can love them. What? They don't know you, but you can love them. They were loving that. They said, my daddy came out of his depression. He's hugging my mother. He's brushing her hair. He's loving her. I'm giving her her favorite foods. You have turned her life around. I said, thank you so very much. It's so nice to know that I've helped you in that. So, see, you never know where the poem that you wrote just off the top of your head will be helping someone. So that is wonderful, satisfying, and helpful to someone else.
The ultimate compliment. Penny Johnson, our guest on the program, her collection of poetry is called A Penny for Your Thoughts, Penny Johnson's Legacy. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the Amazon site that has information on Penny's book. You can order it there as well. Penny, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. You know, congratulations on the success of A Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll stay in touch, and hopefully another book will follow here shortly, and we can talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick, and happy day and happy life. Thank you so much.
And thank you for sharing with us on the program, Penny Johnson, author of the book A Penny for Your Thoughts. You'll find where you can purchase the book on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.